How have you managed to explain to your kids what the coronavirus pandemic is all about? Some children may be fearful, they may be anxious during this time, but what better way than to present the facts in a more palatable manner than through literature? Enter respected South African author, poet and academic Athol Williams, who's been working with Read to Rise, a literacy NGO that promotes youth literacy in under-resourced communities in South Africa. And he's written a book entitled Oki and the Virus. Professor Athol Williams joins us now. Athol, really lovely to have you on the program. Thank you so much for being with us. And this sounds like a really wonderful way to address a very harsh and difficult to understand topic. How have you approached it in this book?
That was exactly the genesis of the book, Joanne. And discussions I was having with parents and with teachers saying either because it's so complex and so hard, parents weren't engaging with their children, or the children just really feeling anxious about why they needed to stay at home, you know, what their parents were saying they didn't follow. And we sort of kicked the idea around a bit and thought we didn't want it to be like a textbook kind of thing. You know, you're the steps you should follow. There was enough of that out there. And because we've got this children's book series, Oki, we had already written six books. A lot of children in primary school already know the character.
All right.
We thought, why not make it into a little story? So it's not a lecture. It's a story. There's a beautiful little song in there about how you should wash your hands.
I love that because, I mean, there's already an element of familiarity to it. And you've got the idea that as this character, Oki, goes through his life and learns various lessons, that COVID-19 is one of them that he has to face.
It's exactly that. And we try to, in a way, make it out not to be the scary thing. And so we said, you know, you have to stay at home. Yes, it's difficult. You can't go see your friends. I mean, Oki, you'd love to go play out with his friends, but there are wonderful things you can do at home. And so, you know, why not bake a cake? Why not, you know, read your books or play little games? And we were sure to end the story with, you know, and when the virus is gone, Oki can go and play with all his friends again. Again, another thing we got as feedback from some parents saying that those children who did understand the need to stay home, they didn't understand it's going to end. It was the difficulty of, oh,
yes,
my God, this is my life now.
Yeah.
And so we wanted them to say, no, this will pass. It's a bad virus. It'll pass and we'll go back to playing with our friends again.
Wow. That's such an important thing. We forget about the perception of children at times and just expect it to be much the same as the adult view of the world. Yes, go ahead.
Exactly, Joanne. Sorry. Because just, you know, 3 weeks, I mean, for me, it feels like forever. I think for a 6-year-old, it must really feel like forever.
Yes, absolutely. Tell me, what age group is your book aimed at?
So this one, typically our books are aimed at children age six to nine. And I think this one we could go a little earlier, possibly even, you know, 5-year-olds. What's great about the book, like I said, there is a little song. And there's actually, if you go onto the Oki website, which is oki.co.za, you can download the book there. You can also click on the link to hear the song. And so kids can sing along with the song. And then at the back of the book, we've got a whole set of questions, which both help with literary comprehension, which is an important part of reading.
Yeah.
But also we're hoping gives parents a chance to have a discussion with their children about the virus and about all these other things. So, you know, from simple questions to but more challenging questions, you know, why did Oki do this? I think it's a wonderful opportunity during this time for parents actually to have a discussion with the children, make sure that they comprehend the story, but also help them kind of deal with their anxiety about the virus that they're not otherwise expressing.
Right. I believe you're trying to get it translated into as many languages as possible, Athol.
Yes, we are. And so we definitely want to try and get it all South African languages. We've got Sepedi done already, which is already on the website, and we've got actually all the other languages in process. We've even got people volunteer to do French and German as well. And so because it's freely available, why not share it wherever there's a need?
Well, tell us how we can get hold of it, please.
So the website, you know, Oki has its own website. It's Oki, so it's O-A-K-Y .co.za. And it sort of outlines briefly, you know, the whole series, but right on top is Oki and the Virus, with a link to download the book. And the video, like I said, you're going to hear the Oki song.
Fantastic. Athol, thank you so much for telling us about this important initiative. Athol Williams, a professor there of a lot of things. I mean, he's worked in all sorts of areas of academia. He is an award-winning South African poet and social philosopher as well. So that's something. If you have a child in that age group, around about 6 years old, you want to go and have a look at this. A free download, Oki, OAKY.co.za.